Hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting here. I hope you're all well. It's audio mode day 5, I think, for me, 5 or 6, but we'll get there, don't worry. I thought today I'd share with you some music that I've been buying in the last year. You definitely won't have heard of any of it, but I hope you stick with me and enjoy it.
To the world, to the wild, no place for child, use my voice to hide. What I need in the dark, empty instincts all guiding me like a beast to some blood, and I can't get enough. I'm losing control, my body, my soul are slowly fading away, but I'm ready now to feel the power of change. Trying to take my soul, and I can't hide no more. Stumble out into the light, raise my fists up to fight. Then I catch your eyes, so full of love. Lord, what have I done? I cry at your feet, wounded for me and all of the monsters and men. But here in your light, we can begin again. I'm my mother's child, I'm my father's son.
So let me try and set this up for you a little bit. I'm talking about music that I've bought in the last year. I have played this song before on maybe it was an Octava. It's Josh Garrels with Born Again from the album Home. You can check it out on the iTunes. All of these will be available on iTunes. So if you like what you hear, then go and have a listen. They all have something in common. They're all songs that are Christian songs, and some of them will become more apparent in that regard than others. Contemporary Christian music has always been very popular, but I think it's having a resurgence at the moment. And contemporary contemporary Christian worship music as well has, I think, had a resurgence and become incredibly good, good quality. And so, you know, in this sort of way, you can go with songs with a message, as it were. So, you know, the like the one you're just hearing now, right over to songs that are very overtly sort of, you know, praise music, really. Just so that we don't have some continuity. This is more of a praise and worship sort of song, really. This is by, I'm going to end up having him sing before I get a chance to this is Grace Like a Wave, and this is Elevation Worship. So you might not like any of this, but you know what, it's more popular than I think it is, so I'm gonna let you enjoy it. Sorry I'm speaking over this girlie who's singing her heart out for the Lord and all that, but Got a lot to get through, a lot to show you, but just wanted to sort of explain my rationale that I just think so much good stuff at the moment. And I've bought more Christian music this year than I have in, I think, any other year, really. I'm liking it. It's good. There you go, then, a bit of that one. That's Elevation Worship with Grace Like a Wave. It's okay. you know, it's just happy, isn't it? It's interesting. Some people say, well, I couldn't really worship to that. You know, it's more of a performance, and I think that's true. It's there's a live sort of thing for that one, and it's all, I would imagine, just sort of stuff you'd have on in your car and stuff like that, you know, and... I don't know, it's good though. Let's try this one. So I'm going to fade that one out, and then I'm going to play something by Bethel Music, this is. And really good singer here, Amanda Cook. And she's also done her own album, and I can't remember the name. I think it might be Brave or something like that, or So Brave or something. But write in Amanda Cook on iTunes, and you'll come up with her singing this as part of Bethel Music's album, latest album, and then her own album, Brave.
My sin.
There you go, that's Mercy by Amanda Cook from Bethel Music. Again, not subtle really in terms of what it's about, but definitely I think some nice lyrics there, to be honest. So let's try you with this one. Bit nearer to home for me in one sense, because the girl who's singing this is her own song, written it herself and all the rest. She's done an EP, it's on iTunes. Her name is Zanna, that's Z-A-N-N-A, Zanna. And Susie is my friend's niece, and I'm going to play a little track from her from the EP. The EP is called On Repeat, I think, but the song is called On Repeat, so you'll definitely be able to get it from there with that information I've just given you. Have a listen to this and see what you think. Just going to do a bit of crossfader thing here. Let the song finish, and then on the stage of VI Podcasting Showcase will be Zanna. And then I've got another couple of songs here, and that'll be it.
Reaching down into your core. out of me. So you want it on repeat, on repeat, on repeat. So
another fascinating fact with this one. I tuned this girl's mom's piano a few times. Susie was singing and stuff a lot then. They're very much a musically talented family. So, yeah, I thought I'd throw that one in there. I'm going to show you a couple more songs, I said. This is two from the same album. It's a project called David's Tent. And they apparently get together. It's like a festival. And there's 72 hours of non-stop sort of praise, worship, arts and Christian-y type things. And it's really cool. It appears to be, from what it sounds like on audio. And I thought I'd just share a couple of bits of you with you. Again, you may well have stopped listening to this now if it's not interesting you at all, which is completely understandable. It's up to you. It's not a problem. But if you're still with me, then you clearly have something that resonates with what I'm showing you in terms of what has come out of part of my Christian faith, really, and so cool. If that's resonating with you in any way, shape, or form, either because you are a Christian yourself or because just you are interested and it's interesting and piquing your interest, then great. If not, as I said, you would have turned off by now, and that's okay too. We'll still be friends and there won't be a problem. But it's probably I'm not always overt I am on my blog, or can be, but not all the time, because it just doesn't need to be. I like my Christianity to sort of live parallel in my life, not subtly, but not hidden, but not necessarily pushed to the front either. It's just, it is what it is. It's a lifestyle and it's a choice. Not a lifestyle, like not some kind of celebrity weirdness, but you know what I mean. Hopefully it comes out in my pores, so to speak. You know, integrity and authenticity can be overused words, but that's the kind of idea. Anyway, here's this one. This is two actually that feature this artist, Lucy Grimble. Lucy, L-U-C-Y, Grimble, G-R-I-M-B-L-E. She has an EP too. This isn't coming from the EP, this is coming from David's Tent, as I said. And it's called Heartbeats. And you can tell this is very much a live song and in a live setting. Enjoy, and I'll talk to you about this one in a minute.
Yes, you put your spirit inside of me, and what else can I do but worship you? Oh, you put your spirit inside of me. Yes, you put your spirit inside of me, and what else can I do but worship you? Oh, you put your spirit inside of me. Yes, you put your spirit inside of me, and what else can worship you? Oh, you put your spirit inside of me. Yes, you put your spirit inside of me, and what else can I do but worship you? 'Cause with heaven and earth I declare
So I think whether you like this stuff or not, and if you've come this far, again, well done. If it's stuff you wouldn't normally listen to, you probably would appreciate it. I mean, there's some cracking stuff going on there. You know, the voice. I love the way, though, she sings with an American accent and then goes, show me, and then, with an English accent. And she's about 19 or 20 or something. She's young, this girl. Been singing and playing stuff all her life, clearly. And cracking band there. And the rhythm is really clever, isn't it? Enjoy this one a lot. Really would. And I must say that you'll get a flavour now of what they do. So, it, you know, when they just have open worship, as it were. And I'm going to leave it with you for this, the next part. And she features on this a little bit as well. She's singing on this song. Or this kind of, what would you call it? As I said, a free worship thing where they're just everyone enjoying singing together. There's something about that. I don't think it exists anywhere in church other than church. And in fact, I think that there are some groups now that aren't, there are some groups now that are not church related, as in it isn't a church, but it's a place where people can, they get together and do nice things, you know, and sort of sing and stuff together and stuff, because there's something incredible about a congregation, a group of people doing something in unity, doing something together. And I think maybe that's what a lot of people do find initially attractive about churches, and why this music, amongst other reasons that we've sort of kind of explored, is so popular. This ends in a really lovely way as well. I actually reviewed this album, this David's Tent album, on iTunes, so you can go and see it there if you want what I said about it. But I love the way that they end this one. It's nice, because where do you end something that is this open worship that went on for, you know, 72 hours, really, one way or the other? I wouldn't say non-stop, but I mean, you know, it was a whole weekend off, as I just explained. Into this, though, it's pretty cool, I think. It's not for long, and it'll finish my audio mo for today, whichever day it is, day something. And thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye for now. Bye for now.